In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and one God, Amen. Today is the second day of the blessed month of Okiak. Bring God beginning to in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my brethren, Amen. This day marks the departure of the Saint Abahur, the monk. This father was a native of the city of Abrahat, district of Ashmon. He was a chosen monk that surpassed many saints in his worship. He loved a solitary life, so he lived in the seclusion in the desert. Satan invited him, so he appeared to Abahur and told him, "In the desert you can conquer me because you are alone here. But if you are brave, go to Alexandria, and I will tempt you there." When Abahur heard that, he rose up immediately and went to Alexandria. He remained there for a while, drawing water for the prisoners and the shut-ins. One day, horses were galloping in the middle of the city. One of them hit a child and killed him immediately. Saint Abahur was standing where the child was killed. Satan entered to the hearts of some of the people who were standing around and made them shout, saying, "The killer of this child was that old monk." Several people were passing by and heard that. They gathered around and mocked Abahur. The Saint Abahur was not disturbed. He took the child in his arms while praying to the Lord Christ in his heart. Then he made the sign of the Honorable Cross over the child. The child's soul returned to him, and Abahur delivered the child to his parents. The people standing around marveled and glorified God. And their hearts and minds turned toward Abahur, being afraid of vainglory. He escaped to the desert and stayed there in one of the monasteries for the rest of his days. When his departure from his fatal world drew near, he saw the company of the saints calling him. He rejoiced exceedingly. He sent for his disciples, commanded them to remain in the path of the ascetic life, and told them that he was about to depart to the Lord Christ. They were sorrowful for his departure and felt that they would be orphans without him. After a short sickness, he delivered up his soul in the hands of the Lord. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.